If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'clock somewhere. I just want to know. Why can't it be it's 9 a.m. somewhere? I'm having a cocktail. I don't understand. People in Asia eat salmon for breakfast. They eat miso soup. They eat fried rice. Like sometimes I'll eat pizza for breakfast. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll want like chicken salad for breakfast. Why? Because it's my body. It's my choice. I'm a grown ass woman. And who the fuck said that eggs have to be for breakfast and that steak is not? And the pizza can only happen after a certain hour. That like after 11:45 a.m., you're legal to eat lunch, okay? So I don't understand why on vacation, I look around and I'm like, huh, okay, it's 10 o'clock. Those people are drinking cocktails. I like it. But only on vacation. Like, why? Why on vacation? I know because you're not working, but like on Saturdays, I don't see people in Connecticut just at 10 o'clock in the morning just blending up pina coladas instead of smoothies. And I don't understand why not. If you're not working, it's just a fucking smoothie with no alcohol. It's just a fucking smoothie, add alcohol. So like, I was on vacation. I was thinking, I'm gonna have a margarita any fucking time I want. I'm a grown woman who pays my own bills. Like, I'm gonna have a margarita anytime. It doesn't have to be any clock, anywhere. It can be any time. 9 o'clock in the morning, wake up at breakfast. May I have an egg white frittata and a margarita with salt, please? Thank you so much. Right? At dinner, I'd like oatmeal and a vodka martini. Like, let's just do what we want. I just do not understand who decided alcohol was earlier. And by the way, drinking until the wee hours of the morning and the night, like drinking until 2, 3 a.m., that's how to feel like shit the next day. Drinking all day until 5 o'clock, having a gorgeous dinner and going to sleep like a baby, that sounds like a very healthy lifestyle in comparison. So I just think we're all upside down. Here's a good idea. Let's start drinking at 9 o'clock and quote unquote pregame. Let's go out to dinner and let's drink till 3 o'clock in the morning. Wake up and fucking feeling like we want to kill ourselves. Or let's wake up at 9 in the morning, have some eggs and bacon, start drinking cocktails, and close shop at 5 o'clock. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so let's stop drinking. Let's have a nice night and go to bed. I don't know. I think everyone's fucking upside down. That's what I think. This will get me into trouble. I can't wait. The Hamptons are made up of a couple of factions. Locals. Out there, they call them Bonics. It has something to do with like part of the Hamptons or like Sabonic, or they call them Bonics. Okay. That's like a derogatory word for like locals. You know what I mean? But they all say it and I'm sure I'm going to be canceled by the Bonics, but they all say like it's very Bonnet, like it's a Bonnet garage sale. Okay, locals, very cool. I know a lot of this faction. These are a lot of my friends. This is a good, cool. These are like fishermen, people that go, dig clams, that teach surfing, that live there all year, that run restaurants. These are the locals. Okay. There's a t-shirt that Aviator Nation made called Locals Only. The locals would never wear the fucking Locals Only $88 Aviator Nation t-shirt. Only a douchebag that wants to be a local and spends time in the Hamptons more than like one day before Memorial Day and one day after Labor Day. Only those people would dare to wear a Locals Only Aviator Nation t-shirt. I digress. So Hamptons is made up of multiple groups, locals, WASPs, and Jews. And the WASPs and Jews are equally assholish. And I'm going to explain why. WASPs and Jews. No, I'm Jewish. My mother converted for my father. My uncle is a rabbi. I just am not a practicing Jew. I'm culturally a Jew. And I grew up with WASPs and Jews. So I'm offending on both sides of this. But I have a Jewish last name. So I'm going to take the Jewish asshole card. And I'm more of a Jewish asshole than a WASPy asshole. And as my ex-fiance said, when his mother asked if I was Jewish, he said, well, she complains a lot. So technically, I guess I'm Jewish, but I went to Catholic school and was baptized and had a communion because my stepfather was Christian. So I really, I went to St. Agnes, sixth and seventh grade. I went to Old Westbury School, the Holy Child, eighth grade. So I really can comment on all of this. But the Jews come out to the Hamptons and go to expensive lobster salad for $100 a container proprietors and fucking buy out the place, the whole entire place on Friday, and then have their housekeepers throw it out on Sunday. That summarizes the Jews in the Hamptons, okay? The Jews are like all over the fucking reservations at the hottest restaurants. It, like they're not playing around. They need the reservations. The WASPs are just living in like a different, and the Jews are like plastic surgeried and don't seem like they should be out in the Hamptons because they're so pulled and tucked and the Star Wars bar. And like, it's so such a juxtaposition because the Hamptons is like farm and beach and like free. And it's the most beautiful place that like assholes have ruined, myself, I guess included. But the assholes have sort of ruined the Hamptons, but the Hamptons want it because they're getting the business and the locals need the Hamptons assholes business in the summer to make the world go round. So that's that asshole. And the locals truthfully aren't assholes. They could just be a little angry because of the Jews and the WASPs that come in the summer and fucking override this place, okay? And it's more summer than other places. The Hamptons is more year round now, which is great, but there are other places like the Cape, which is more year round. Nantucket is a different version of person. That's like just, you know, a very white, wealthy place, just different. I could talk about that after I go to Nantucket, but I already know it. But we're talking about the Hamptons assholes now. It's a different assholes are in different vacation places. But the WASPs are mostly in Southampton. Some are in East, etc. The WASPs are more concerned with the alcohol of the Hamptons than the food. And there's just like a lot of polo, a lot of tennis, a lot of like Lily Pulitzer, who's a wonderful person and designer who I own some of the pieces because I'm half an asshole too. But the WASPy assholes are about the tennis and, you know, they're from old money and they're from like, it's a different level in Southampton. And they're like real old school rich and have those original Hamptons names. They don't have the fuck you Jewish asshole money. They don't. They're not the billionaires. The billionaires are the Jewish assholes, but they have a lot of money and it's like more, you know, really old money names. You know, it's a whole mixed bag. But there are just two types of assholes and they're concerned with very different things, but they do cohabitate. And that's what happens in the summer in the Hamptons, just a bunch of assholes. And then there are like Coachella, like I'm wearing fringe Montauk assholes. These are people that like are only in the Hamptons to go to Montauk and do like Coachella, Burning Man, like hats that are like, I don't know why they're felt because it feels wintry, but they're felt and they have like a little feather in the side. And these are young people who are into music and really free as a bird and natural. But they'll pay $25 a glass of rosé in Montauk. They have their own faux spiritual bag of bullshit. It's just a different bag of bullshit. They're, you know, rich people that pretend they're sort of living off the land, listening to Montauk music and super earthy and at the Surf Lodge and, you know, just being very local at Rush Myers and, you know, just don't want anything to do with the rich Jews that go to Bill Bouquet and pay $40 for a side of arugula, or the WASPOs that go to the, I think it's the Meadow Club, and wear Lily Pulitzer and really do hang out on their own street. So the Jews own East Hampton. That's their turf. It really is. You could deal your drugs on other turf, but like the Jews own East Hampton. The WASPs own Southampton. Bridgehampton is like a hybrid. Sag Harbor used to be more like charming and intimate. And some WASPs go there, but like the Jews took that over too. They fucking took that shit right over. And faux spiritual, musically inclined, wealthy hedge fund surfers, they migrated to Montauk. So that's basically breaking. And then there's some people in West Hampton and Quogue, which you can't really say, I think maybe more Italians in West Hampton, but I don't know. I'm not an expert. And Quogue's like sort of a subtle purgatory hybrid Hampton that is probably more year round. That's the Hampton.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.